105.7 KOZ, ZZ Windows Classic Rock, one of the most beloved bands here in Northern Nevada, a band with quite a history. The band that can, has, and will again head into town for, well, a celebration of the barbecue brews and blues and a show that's not going to cost you a dime. A guy who just had a birthday on Monday, and Brad Gillis, I'm actually 4 months older than you. We're from the same place.
Well, there you go. We're showing our age now, Max. It's kind of what it is. But you know what? Watch your diet, do your exercise, stay healthy, and get her done.
And play guitar. Play lots of guitar.
Yeah. Good exercise for your fingers. There you go.
Yeah, we're talking to Brad Gillis, Night Ranger, of course, this Friday night, 7:45 p.m. on the main stage for free at the Barbecue Brews and Blues, our friends at the Row. Have brought you to town. What a gift. What a gift for the people of Reno to see one of their favorite bands. And all you got to do is park and make sure you got pants on. We were talking about you yesterday. We're having band practice. And all of a sudden, we started talking about you and you having a birthday and Night Ranger coming to town. And my bass player, Ryan, he says, you know, that black, the Ozzy Osbourne live album with Brad Gillis, one of the best guitar sounds ever. And I said, yeah, that was an amazing record. You know, and we think that it's a weird that we're in a world without Ozzy, but you got to spend a lot of time with him. You got to join in with the band right after Randy Rhoads died to put this live album out, Speak of the Devil.
Yeah, you know, it was such a tragedy when that happened. Actually, Night Ranger, we were trying to get our record deal together back in 1981, 1982. And, you know, and when he passed on that March 19th, I'm sure it was 1982, I was actually driving in my little truck with my equipment in it, heading up to a gig in the East Bay here in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. And I pulled over my truck because I couldn't believe it, because I heard it was a plane crash and my father was a pilot, you know, for, you know, 20 years in the Navy, 20 years commercial, and used to have a little Cessna private pilot's license that he'd, you know, take me up in and fly around. So it kind of hit home. I thought it was pretty wild and crazy and a tragedy that would happen. And, and I would have never thought I would have got that call, you know, a couple days later.
Yeah.
And, they flew me up to New York City and tour a couple of days after that, and did that whole tour. And actually did a video at Irvine Meadows in June, I believe it was 1982, that was broadcast everywhere. And then we went into the studio rehearsals to rehearse the Speak of the Devil record with the Rudy, Tommy, and I, and Ozzy came in at the end and to learn all that material. Then did two nights at the Ritz in New York. And recorded in that one, and that came out a bit after that. And it's crazy, Max, because right towards the end, Rudy left to go back with Quiet Riot, and Ozzy, you know, they had been through so much with everything, you know, and Randy being and him being so close that, you know, I decided, you know, maybe it's time to get back to my Night Ranger band that I'd spent a couple years with, you know, getting everything together for the record we were putting out. And that same week in November of 1982, they released the Night Ranger Dawn Patrol record and the Ozzy Osbourne Speak of the Devil record. So that was crazy.
Yeah.
And then we hopped right out, you know, and I ended up in Europe finishing up the Ozzy tune, that tour. Went right out with Night Ranger with Kiss, the start of 1983. So it worked out well.
I'll never forget, it seems like it was yesterday, that you, Jack, and Kelly came up to the old studios here in Reno at KOZZ, and the album had just come out, and we sat there, all of us sharing the microphone, talking about the world of Night Ranger and what had gone on, and here you are coming back. I mean, there's so much love here in this town for the band. I remember seeing you guys with so many great shows, whether it's opening for Sammy Hagar or headlining yourselves. You know, so many good times with Night Ranger. And again, this Friday night, we want everybody to get in your cars, trucks, boats, and planes and be there in downtown Reno for the Barbecue Brews and Blues. There's some other Night Ranger news that you got to share with us. There's some new music, a new recording, a best of that you guys did.
Yes, we went in and did some, you know, we did a few of our hit songs from the past and remastered and and some of the other hit songs and put a compilation together, and that's coming out in a couple months. You know, we like putting out new records, but we're talking about doing a new one soon. But just to keep things moving, we have this compilation of the old hits coming out soon that are remastered and a few remakes, just to keep things going. But you know, I'm trying to get my solo record out here soon that I've been working on for eons. You know, there's so much going on with the touring coming up. But I tell you, man, we just got back. We played for our record company, Frontiers Records, in Italy. Did a big show out there and headlined on Saturday night out of this 3-day festival they did, and that was awesome. Had like 6,000-7,000 people there.
Wow.
And, you know, did a Monsters of Rock cruise, and
yeah.
And you know, we've been all over the map, and now we have we're opening for Journey in Fukuoka, Japan, on August 29th, at the Fukuoka Dome. They expect, you know, 25,000-30,000 people there, so that'll be awesome. You know, we kind of grew up with Journey as their Bay Area band. And,
well, you guys have toured together.
They took us under their wing.
You've toured together before. And matter of fact, you've been out with my good friend Brett Michaels for a few shows, too.
We're playing with Brett Michaels this Wednesday night down in Del Mar, California. And then we got a day off coming to see you, and then play with you on Friday. And then we play the Hard Rock Cafe outside of Sacramento on Saturday night. And then come home and have, you know, a few days off, and then back out to the Weekend Warrior things that we do.
We're talking to Brad Gillis, Night Ranger. It's Friday night. Downtown Reno, Barbecue, Brews, and Blues. Now, Brad, we're old-time, long-time Raiders fans. How do you feel about the new season? We got a quarterback.
I got to tell you, man, Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah.
You know, I've been a Raider fan since 1975. Mm-hmm. I was in high school, just getting out of high school. And those are back in the Stabler, Matuszak,
right.
You know, the Ghost days. And what was so cool about it is right around 79, 80, when I was playing in my band, the Alameda All-Stars, in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
We would play on Sunday night church, we called it, in Alameda, California. And if the Raiders won on that Sunday, they would all come in, you know,
and
watch us play and hang out. So, but I got to tell you, the first game I ever went to, you know, of course they won, and I wasn't a football. I was always a baseball. I was into San Francisco Giants, you know.
Yeah.
I was a pitcher in Little League when I was a kid. My dad was a pitcher in the Navy. So I was really into baseball. I went to my first Raider game. I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
What have I been missing?
Yeah. Right.
So I've been a Raider fan ever since. And what they got going on this year is the best news I've heard in decades. I don't know. You know, they usually get new players and stuff, but it's always been a bust for our Raiders, I'll say. But, you know, looking forward to the season.
Yes. Brad Gillis, ladies and gentlemen, Night Ranger, Friday night, Barbecue, Brews, and Blues. Man, get there and get yourself situated. It's going to be a great food, great beer, and great rock and roll. Man, you know, there's not a bad record you have ever put out, and the songs live on. There are songs that were cool at the moment, but I can't think of one Night Ranger song that isn't as cool today as it was when it first got aired on KOZZ.
Well, you know, thanks. I appreciate that. We've had some great luck in the 80s popping out these hit songs. And, you know, the crazy thing about when we first came out with Don't Tell Me You Love Me, our first single in our early 83, you know, MTV had just come out.
Yeah.
So that really put a face to the band. And,
right.
And people were able to, you know, see us, and we did the video for cheap, but they didn't have enough content for their 24/7 format.
Yeah.
So, dude, they literally played us 25 times a day, once an hour, you know. And it really helped out motivating the band. And like I said, you know, we got picked up by Kiss, and then we went out with you know, all these bands in the early 80s, as ZZ Top and Cheap Trick, and all the bands back there that were kicking butt. But you know, and then of course Journey, did a bunch of stuff with Journey. And but, you know, we're still around doing it. Of course, we have the three original members, you know, Kelly Kagi on drums, lead vocals on Sister Christian, and a few others. Of course, Jack Blades, you know, bass guitar and singing most of everything. And and me. So the three originals, and we got Terry Kelly on guitar. He's great, man. This guy's awesome.
He
spent about 10 years with Alice Cooper and played with Slash. And then Eric Levy, our keyboard player, has been with us about 14, 15 years. And that guy is just a jazz keyboard wizard, but he breaks it down to doing rock and roll for Night Ranger, and that guy never misses a note. So we got a great band. We're full of energy. We're on top of it, and we were trying to make the best of what we got. You know, we try to put on an energetic show.
Brad Gillis, Night Ranger, Friday night. Thank you so much, Brad, and happy belated birthday, man. Live it up.
Well, thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me, Max, and we'll see you in a couple days here.